This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
After hearing Jed Hoyer and seeing the Cubs use six third basemen and need even more starting pitchers moving forward, how would you prioritize this team's needs, and do you consider it a legit playoff threat?
Well, I do consider the Cubs a legit playoff threat, and it cannot be just enough to say, well, they're leading the division by four games, and they're better than the Reds and the Brewers and everybody else. If you're the Cubs this year with this team, and on May 6th you lead the majors in run differential with plus 69, and you're 22-14, you better think bigger than just the NL Central. I know it's been a while since you've been in the playoffs, but if you are looking at this big picture, you've got to start to consider, if you haven't already, and they likely have, that this is a team that can win the pennant. That's what you got to think. Because right now, you are in the company of the Dodgers and the Mets. And the Padres are probably up there as well. If you're talking about the best four teams in the National League so far this season, those are the top four. And the Cubs and the Mets this weekend are going to be outstanding. I'm looking forward to tonight. Justin Verlander. I know he's winless, Justin Verlander. But he's still Justin Verlander at Wrigley Field. That's a moment. That's a big deal. Colin Ray. How about Colin Ray? Last two times out, Paul Skeens last week, Justin Verlander tonight. And he's going to probably be the best pitcher on the mound tonight. That's the way you got to approach it. He's going to be the best pitcher in the game tonight. And he's going to outpitch Verlander the way he outpitched Skeens. And if you're the Cubs, you got to go into every game. And you do with that kind of confidence. They're getting career years out of Carson Kelly. Dansby Swanson is hot.
Yeah, right now.
You got PCA emerging as a star. You've got one of the best players in the game in Kyle Tucker. You have every reason to believe that the front office can be aggressive and go for it now, because now is the future. And so you need a starting pitcher. You're going to need a bullpen arm, and you're going to need a third baseman. And however, if you get two out of three, great. If you get one out of three, eh. If you swing and miss in all three, you may not be able to take advantage of what could be a special season.
So I think they're a legit playoff team. A threat, I think, is the key word to the question based on where they're at today, even though they're in a nice spot record-wise, nice spot in the division. I mean, you may not see your top two pitchers back until 2026. And when you get to playoff baseball, you have to have aces. You also have to have a guy at the back end of the bullpen, and at this minute there's nobody in that some people like to call it the circle of trust. I don't trust anybody in a high leverage postseason game to shut another team down with a one run lead in this bullpen today.
I mean we can rattle off their problems all day, and we do a pretty good job of it every day. I wouldn't argue about, they've already gone through six third baseman What is the date? It's May 6th. Think about that. They've already gone through six. They went through seven last year.
Six-man rotation.
It's crazy. It is. It's crazy. I think that the bullpen, we have lamented. It's a great question that Dustin asked. When you get to the end of the season, can you survive with this bullpen? I think they need help. I think they probably need another arm. I don't know if that can come in internally. But the fact of the matter is, and again, we're not looking at standings. It's too early in the season. But they've played the toughest schedule. They're in a division where they are the only team with a winning record. Right now, the Brewers and the Reds are 500. That's it. So I don't see them getting hot, getting better. I think the Cubs are the best team in the division. I think the Cubs are a playoff team. I think it's just about maintaining that. And then you got to look at those positions and see how you get better.
Yeah.
How you going to get better? You should. You can get better. Get better.
They just have to ride the wave of the kid with the blue hair and the Bigfoot.
Big hair.
Bigfoot and blue
big,
hair.
Bigfoot. Big feet. Big hair, huge feet, big blue hair, and Doughboy.
That got a lot of play yesterday before the game.
They did.
That got a lot of play. Pat Murphy and his description of the Cubs' two best players.
It was so perfectly encapsulating, dismissive, but also respectful. It was like the perfect slap across the face.
Can you be dismissively respectful?
Yeah, he did it.
He did kind of
strike. He pulled it off.
Yeah.
It was the back of his hand applied swiftly to the side of their face, but in a way that made it seem like a love tap.
Yeah, because I think he referenced PCA being a special player several times. So
yes.
Wasn't trying to keep a young player who's brash in his place.
Suggested he could probably pitch, too, because he can do everything. And the guy with the big feet, what a hitter. What a hitter.
That's good to see Kyle Tucker getting back in a bit of a groove over the weekend. That was good to see.
It's good to see like a little bit of a rivalry
tonight,
emerging too.
Yeah, I like with the Brewers.
Especially
definitely.
Since the Cubs are the better team of the two.
Well, especially since the Cubs pried their manager away and the Brewers were better last year. So that kind of spices it up. Isn't it tonight going to be cool just with Verlander? Because you don't know how many more glimpses you're going to get of the guy.
Yes, I think. But I also, he doesn't send the shock of fear through you that he once did.
No, but you worry about those.
No, you got to do your
capturing
business.
That one they, more.
You know, here's the thing.
Lightning in the bottle for 6 2/3.
That's what they need. They need to just get that done. Get that done. Get your run scored. Let them bobble the ball, whatever it might be. Get that second game. Make sure you win the series tonight. And then you go in with no pressure. And then you can...
Giants were shaky.
You can surrender that... The Giants were
awful. Sloppy.
They were bad.
Sloppy.
Flat out bad.
Jet lag.
Probably jet lag.
And a little chilly.
Tell Dustin. They went across the country.
Well, they did look like they were lacking concentration and focus. They looked like there was something wrong with them. It was definitely San Francisco-like weather.
It was weird.
A little chilly.
They were bad.
There was a chill in the air.
All right. 312-644-6767. They're a playoff team, right? What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know. In that division? They might not be.
Well, who's going to catch them?
Oh, goodness. The Giants?
Beat them? No. I'm talking about the Cubs.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
No question.
Yeah. No doubt about that.